Hello and welcome to our program today. My name is Richard Massey and we work with the Church of Christ located 8 miles south of Weatherford, Texas. We're glad to have you with us today as we're going to be studying a question, Am I a Pharisee? That's our question and we're going to be studying about the Pharisees and we need to ask ourselves, are we Pharisees? Now, the Pharisees were a group of people, religious people, that lived during the days of Jesus. There were other religious groups as well. There was the Sadducees and others that may not be mentioned in the Bible. But anyway, let's read Matthew 23, and this is what Jesus thought about the Pharisees. He exposed them very soundly in Matthew 23. We're going to be looking at verses in Matthew 23 throughout this study today as we ask the question, Am I a Pharisee? In verse 1 of Matthew 23, Then spake Jesus to the multitude, this is public, and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. That they wanted to be important. There was no literal seat of Moses, but it was stated in a figurative way to be important. They like to be in control. He says in verse 3, All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. Now that's why we want to ask the question, Am I a Pharisee? You know, you're in the Bible. We're all in the Bible. Somewhere you're represented in the Bible. You know, in Luke 8, Jesus told the parable of the sower, and there was these four different kinds of soil or hearts. You're one of those kinds of hearts. You're in the Bible. In Luke 15, verses 1 through 7, Jesus tells the parable of the lost sheep. You're in that parable. You are the lost sheep. In Matthew 26, the end of that chapter, Peter denies Jesus Christ 3 times because of his fear, lack of faith. We've been there. We have had fear. We've lacked courage. We have had little faith like him. You're in the Bible probably many times. Some are in the Bible like Dorcas. You're like Dorcas in Acts 10. She was a woman full of good deeds to help the poor. You may be like Barnabas, who in Acts chapter 4 was said to be the son of consolation or exhortation. He was an exhorter. You may be an exhorter. We're all in the Bible somewhere. And we need to ask ourselves, Am I a Pharisee? Am I like those Pharisees where I say but do not do? They were very critical of Jesus, by the way. Are you like the Pharisees and very critical of Christ? In Luke chapter 15, we mentioned that verse a moment ago. They criticized Jesus. In Luke 15, verse 1, Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And so they criticized Christ. Are you a Pharisee and criticize Jesus Christ? In Luke chapter 11, in verse 37, And he spake a certain Pharisee besought him to dine with him. And he went in and sat down to meat. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. He criticized Jesus. Later on in Luke chapter 11, verse 37, It talks further about this, that he was criticized. And then he says in verse 39, And the Lord said unto him, Now do you Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, But your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness, you fools. Did not he that made that which is without make that which is within also? And so he had not washed his hands, and they criticized him for that. Do we do this by our words? Do we criticize Jesus by criticizing what he says to us? You know, the Bible says for us to forgive us our enemies, forgive us our debtors, in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 12. It says to pray for those. Pray for your enemies. Pray for those who sin against you. Do we speak against that and say, I'm not going to do that? We can speak against Christ by our very deeds. We refuse to pray for our enemies. We refuse to forgive our enemies. We are rebelling against Christ. You know, in John chapter 6, Jesus' own disciples begin to act like the Pharisees, and they criticized his words that he spoke to them. In John 6 and verse number 60, and when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? What, and if you see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believe not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given to him by my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. They said it was a hard saying that he had spoken in John 6 and verse 60. A hard saying. Even his own disciples thought some of the things that Jesus was saying were hard sayings. And so they were critical of Jesus. And are we critical of Jesus and what he has taught us? You know, we're critical of him when we think we can improve what Jesus said. We think we can improve upon it. Some religious groups and some of our own people think that women ought to preach after the Bible says they should remain silent. 1 Corinthians 14, 34 and 35. They are not to usurp authority over the man and to teach him. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 15. And yet they are critical of his doctrine by allowing women to preach to men. Some are critical of his doctrine because they want to change. They want to change the worship and bring in entertainment and singing groups and other changes. They're like the Pharisees. They ignore what Jesus says. They're critical of what he says. And so we need to ask the question, am I a Pharisee? In the next place, Pharisees were not interested in the lost. Christ was interested in the lost. In Matthew chapter 9, we read of their criticism of him. Matthew chapter 9, beginning in verse number 9, we see, and Jesus passed forth from thence. He saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, and he saith unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? They were criticizing Jesus. They did that in Luke 15, verses 1 and 2. They criticized him for eating with the publicans and the sinners. And Jesus would respond to them in verse 12 of Matthew 9. But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, "They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." I've got to talk to the sinners in order to call them to repentance. But the Pharisees weren't interested in the lost and the sinners. They only wanted to criticize Jesus. Are we like the Pharisees, not interested in the lost? You know, if someone's sick, we want to get them to a doctor. And we'll take them in our car and we'll take them to the emergency room. Well, Jesus is the great physician. We need to be bringing lost souls to him. If a child is lost, we call the police. We notify the neighborhood. And we get out of there and we search for that lost child. The Pharisees didn't care about the lost. Jesus did. Jesus taught a parable in Luke 15 about a lost son. Remember that? The son told his father to give him his inheritance, and he gave it to him. And he went off and he wasted his money in worldly living, riotous living. And then he became destitute and he came back home starving to death. No shoes, no robe. And his father ran out there and hugged him and kissed him. Remember that? And said, "Kill the fatted calf. My son was lost, but now he's found." And the older son, he had an older son, and this represents the Pharisees. Verse 25 of Luke 15, "Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, 'Thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound.' And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore his father came out and entreated him. And he answered and said to his father, 'Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf.' And he said unto him, 'Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead, and is alive again, and was lost, and is found.'" The father was concerned about the lost. Jesus is concerned about the lost, but the Pharisees weren't. Are we like the Pharisees? We're not concerned about the lost. The older son pouted. He wanted the attention. He said, "You've never killed a fatted calf for me. I've been here all along." Didn't care about his brother, his lost brother. Are we like the Pharisees in that we criticize Jesus, in that we are not concerned about the lost? Let's not be like them. Jesus condemns them. But the Pharisees were also unforgiving. We just read about this elder brother. He did not want to forgive his younger brother. He was angry. He was upset. He didn't see anything wrong with his own life, but he saw a whole lot wrong with his brother's life. And he was telling his father, "I'm the good son." And that younger son, he's the bad son. "I'm the good son. He's the bad son." He was murmuring. He was complaining. He was angry. And he thought his life was very, very good. That's the way the Pharisees were. They saw Jesus eating with the publicans and the sinners. They thought they were righteous. They thought it was wrong for Jesus to spend time with them. This is why the Pharisees were lost. They criticized Jesus. They did not have a concern for the lost. They were unforgiving. Do we see in others the fact that they need to repent, but we never see in our lives that we need to repent? Do we criticize others and say, well, they shouldn't have done that and they should be more like me? Then we're like the Pharisees. We see faults in other people, but we don't see any in us. We're like the Pharisees. In Matthew 23, in that account that we referred to at the very beginning, Jesus says this about the Pharisees. He says in verse 14, notice Matthew 23 and verse 14, he says, they make long prayers. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses. You devour widows' houses. And for a pretense, make long prayer. Therefore you shall receive the greater damnation. They were lost because they made long prayers, but they were not righteous. They were probably praying for the widows, but then they were robbing the widows. What about us? Do we pray for unity in the Lord's church and yet we start squabbles? That's what the Pharisees were like. They said one thing, but they did another. They acted like they were religious, but they weren't. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 23 and 3, all whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not after their works, for they say and do not. That's why he called them hypocrites. You know the parable of the Good Samaritan, remember that in Luke 10 and verse 25 beginning? The priest, he was supposed to be holy and righteous and pious, but when he came along and saw the wounded man, he wouldn't even pass by on the same side of the road. He went on the other side of the road and passed by. Then the Levite, he did the same thing. Do we ignore our Christian duty as the Pharisees did? Are we a Pharisee to criticize Jesus? Are we a Pharisee to not be interested in the lost, to pout and to murmur and to complain about our own situation, but we're not ready to help someone else in their situation? In Matthew 23 and verse 5, he says, but all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries, enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feast, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the markets, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. Jesus said, but be not you called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. They did their works to be seen of men. Why do you serve God? You serve God to be seen of men. If someone does not recognize you and what you've been doing at the church, are you upset? Do we do something for the sole purpose of being seen of men? Putting on a show, wanting people to say something good about us. Is that why we're serving the Lord? Listen to what Jesus says to these people, these Pharisees, in Matthew 23 and verse 33. You serpents, you generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? That's pretty strong, isn't it? That is pretty strong. All their works they do to be seen of men. Verse 34 says, wherefore, behold, I send you unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them you shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall you scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom you slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. And so they did all their works to be seen of men. I hope you're not like one of those Pharisees. Matthew 23 and verse 3 says, all therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, but it says that observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. They say and do not. They're long on talk and they're short on doing. Are we Pharisees? Where we criticize Jesus? We don't like the way the worship is set up. We don't like the way women are not used in worship. Do we pout? Are we interested in the lost? Are we doing everything just to be seen of men? Do we talk about being a Christian, but we don't do anything that a Christian should be doing? Sometimes people can find all kinds of things wrong with the church. They want the church to do this, and they want the church to do that, but they don't have a time to be a part of what it is. They're part of the church, but they want to criticize others in the church for not doing this or not doing that. They're long on talk, but they're short on doing. They can bind heavy loads upon others, but they themselves cannot carry any of it. Are we like the Pharisees? Very demanding of other people, but we're not willing to do it ourselves. But also notice in Matthew 23, verse 23, where it says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These you ought to have done, and not leave the others undone. They would do the little things, but they wouldn't do the big things. They majored on the minors. They majored on the tithing of mint and cumin and anise, little spices. But they wouldn't do the greater things. They strained at a gnat and swallowed a huge camel, a huge animal. They were more concerned about someone else's problems and not their own. People claim they don't go to church because of the hypocrites, but they're not going to church. They're disobeying God too. They say, I don't go to church because others are disobeying God. They're hypocrites. Well, you're in the same boat. You're not going to church. You're not doing what God says. You're just as lost as they are. People want to say, yeah, they're hypocrites. They're lost. Well, so are you. You cannot justify your disobedience by pointing out the disobedience of others. No, they shouldn't be hypocrites, but you shouldn't ignore the worship assemblies. I hope we had some success today in evaluating ourselves. Are we Pharisees? Do we want to look religious, but we're not religious? Do we want to be religious on the outside, but not one on the inside? Jesus would say that these people are like whited sepulchers. On the outside, you're white, but on the inside, you're full of dead men's bones. Let's not be like the Pharisees. Let's be Christians through and through. Let's have our hearts in serving God. Thank you for your kind attention today. And we bid you good day, and we hope to see you next time.